This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. has launched another airstrike on a site in Syria, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Pentagon says that the United States has launched an airstrike on a facility in eastern Syria linked to Iranian-backed militias in retaliation for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in the region for the past several weeks. The strike by two U.S. F-15 fighter jets was on a weapons storage facility linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. This is the second time in less than 2 weeks that the U.S. has bombed facilities used by the militant groups. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An Israeli military spokesperson said 50,000 Gaza residents left northern Gaza on Wednesday, adding that they are leaving because they think Hamas has lost control of the north. Speaking at a media briefing, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said IDF troops would continue Thursday to allow for the north-south movements and that Hamas has lost control. The number of hostages held in Gaza is now at 239, according to Israeli forces, after two bodies of Israelis were identified earlier Wednesday. Hagari added, "There's no ceasefire. We are battling Hamas. There is no ceasefire." The pace of Palestinian civilians fleeing the combat zone in northern Gaza has picked up as Israel's air and ground campaign there intensifies. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. At least 19 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on a house near a hospital in north Gaza's Jabalia refugee camp on Wednesday. The enclave's interior minister said, which is confirmed, would be the third on Gaza's largest refugee camp in a week.